So the whole thing makes no sense. It is a disaster. We need change. He's brought in a bunch of good people. It's so sad. But because of integrity issues, I can't sit here and you know, play along with it. And all the evidence points towards Mossad blackmailing Trump. And I just wonder, you know, how we're supposed to get out of this. And I hope he can fix it. Because, you know, normally a incumbent president that wins the first election, they lose the House and Senate. The numbers, according to the pollsters, he was going to, we were trending to win. He was getting, you know, record numbers with everybody.
Well, a lot of the fundraising came from very big donors, people like Miriam Adelson and stuff like that, that have a lot of political connections in Israel, obviously. And I think there's probably pressure from that avenue as well, of people that spent a lot of money to help Trump get elected that are probably telling him, let's make this go away. Let's not have this be an embarrassment or worse.
Your video cut out of you there.
Sorry, yeah. Did you hear me? Yeah.
You are back.
Okay. Yeah,
I got most of that. What is that? Is that a devil on your, is that Hillary Clinton on your,
No, this is a lobster. It's the summer.
See, that's like a,
it's the summer. It's like lobster.
Those,
it's
like those ink. Yeah. It's like those ink blots. See, what does that say about me? I don't see a lobster. I see a devil.
I like, it's the summer. So when the lobster's over and it goes to the fall, we put a pumpkin.
I like it.
Yeah, it's, we try to make it nice while we talk about international, you know, sex trafficking cults and this, that, and the other thing. By the way, Hollywood stands to probably get very embarrassed if this comes out too, because this is not just political. There's probably a lot of big people in Hollywood.
Let's talk about who we know is heavily involved.
Yeah,
you had a clear blackmailing operation against high tech people, science people, vaccines, genetic engineers, Harvard, massive Hollywood. The Clinton, Steve Jobs' wife, the Atlantic Monthly owner, Atlantic Magazine, all those people. And that's my big frustration, is that we know they're all in there. We know it's all going on. And by Trump doing this, he's now joining with them. And he did it in such a terrible way as saying, you're not part of our organization if you question this, which then backs up the left's claim that MAGA is a cult. Well, I'm not in a cult. So right. How are you processing this? Because I'm not a lesser two evils guy, but overall, Trump administration is a lot better, I think, than Democrats. But at the same time, it's an integrity issue, because I become an accomplice by extension,
agreed,
Tim Dillon, if I join in on the cover-up.
Agreed. I process it the same way you process it. I think securing the border, having the American working class regain ground and trying to provide a standard of living for people and not opening the borders. They've done that in the UK. It's caused tremendous strife. They're now putting people in jail for tweeting about social and cultural issues in that country.
And he's gotten $15 trillion committed. $5 trillion's already flooded in. I mean, he got in this new economic deal, everybody to align here, the Federal Reserve, which is the establishment, won't give him interest cuts. I mean, he is still the maverick. Here's what I know, and I'll give you the inside baseball, and I hate to do this.
Do it.
I started hearing this about a year ago from people really close to Trump. He was 78 then, he's 79 now. And then all the trials, all the pressure, all the demonization, he doesn't crack up, but at a certain point he becomes a really grumpy old man. And now, I knew this months ago, and I kind of mentioned it, but I didn't want to attack him and give them fodder. But it isn't issues that incriminate him. It's not Epstein stuff. It's not something that can be a problem. They'll bring in some side issue and he'll scream at them and say, I only want to hear about stopping World War III, bringing jobs back, securing the border, and defeating election fraud. And he gets really mad now. He didn't used to do that. And other people that talked to him you know, a week and a half ago saying, sir, you got to stop defending this and you got to stop the Epstein cover-up. And these people he's known for 30 years, 50 years, he'll just say, fuck you then, and hang up on him or kick him out of the Oval Office. So it's not just that he blew up about this. He's been, and it's good to have a guy that doesn't give a crap.
Sure.
At a certain point for fighting corruption. But when he doesn't give a crap about his constituents, we're kind of experiencing, you know, what the establishment's experiencing. So I love him doing that to them. But with us, the optics are really bad.
Who is he listening to? Who is he listening to? People say Stephen Miller and Susie Wiles have the most outside influence in the administration. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I'm not defending Stephen Miller. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect. But most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From my sources, he basically has the beat on the border and domestic stuff. It's Susie Wiles. And I hate to demonize her. You know, I'm not trying to come after her. I was warned up front she was bad news. And anybody that wants anything has to go through her. I just know her consultancy firm has gone from small to number one. And
Bondi and her are good buddies, very tight. Is that the case?
Well, absolutely. Well, they were at the same consultancy.
Right. Is it weird that they have a huge consultant firm, but they're also both in the White House?
It's a major conflict of interest.
Yeah. Seems so.
So it's not quite Hunter Biden level stuff or 10% for the big guy. And again, I'm not trying to say they're the only problem. It's just that a lot of it is it's complex, it's huge, a lot's going on, and Trump's trying to be pragmatic. But if he thought he could make deals with the deep state and like, sir, the CIA and Mossad are implicated, let's shut this down, they walk into the trap, and now, oh, by the way, that stuff we raided from the Democrats, it's all about you. And it doesn't mean it's real. I already predicted it's recycled. It's recycled BS about Trump. And that's why I think that's why we're seeing the fit.
Do you think there's any part of him that says they'll kill me because they tried to, they maybe tried to in Pennsylvania, you know, where very few people are satisfied with the explanation of who that, you know, would-be assassin was, Thomas Matthew Crooks, or, you know, he had no online footprint. We didn't know that much about him. The media has only recently started to kind of put out a narrative about him. But that was clearly a big brush with death. Do you think that there's any fear in that sense that Trump goes, that the people are playing for keeps?
I mean, I think that's at the end of the day. I think overall Trump wants success for America. Yeah. And he's pragmatically trying to pick the best direction. But there's a new video out that's viral everywhere about, look, on July 13th.
I just saw that, yes.
Yeah, on July 13th, you see the film crew being waved up after he's shot. It shows as a production. Well, anybody that's been in a presidential speech of Trump or Obama or any of them, which I've been to, or Bush, W, or any of them, I've been to all those. You have the Secret Service directing press up, directing press back. They tell you when you can be there, when you can't. He gets shot. He falls down. They wave him back. He pops back up. They let the press in. These are TV productions. So people seeing that production and then thinking, oh, it's fake. No, the whole thing is a production. But I know ballistics. I know rifles. They didn't have real people shooting at him. And then they just perfectly grazed his ear. Right, right. And you can't fake real like that. You can't fake the acoustics of another shooter or a guy getting killed or other people getting shot in the background. I mean, the greatest directors all fused together. Steven Spielberg, Francis Ford Coppola.
Anybody, right. Scorsese.
Nobody can do that. Nobody can, carry that out. That was real. His ear got grazed. The Democrats hold up the cartridges and the bullet and go, something this big hit you. No, it's this big. And when it grazes you, that's exactly what it does. And because long story short, I got shot with a .22 caliber pellet when I was 11, and it hit my ear and bled a lot, but the hole was closing like a day. It just went right through the side. I had the same thing happen. A kid named Mike Hamby shot me. It was an accident, but the point was, is that my grandmother's ranch, the point is, no, that was real, and all the lawfare and all the indictments and the mug shot and the persecution I've gone through was real, and because of that failing and because of what happened, they're now trying to spin that and make it go away. But people then see, oh, they push the media back. Well, if you go to any debate or presidential deal, they tell the media come forward, they tell them come back. And then once Trump pops back up, they're like, okay, he's okay, you can come back forward. Because they're producers, they're filmmakers that run this, that are trying to get iconic shots for videos or put out for Trump. And so they all seem shot, they get scared and run back. Then he pops back up. It's normal. Okay, they creep back up, bring the cameras back up. You got a bunch of Pulitzer Prize winning photographers there, but they've got to do what the Secret Service says. So people go, oh, that's a production. Well, when Trump goes to the NFL game or the World Cup game, that's a production. Doesn't mean the game didn't play. Doesn't mean right. It wasn't real. So yeah, you know, it is a production, but it's a production that is of a real event that's happening.
Before you go, what do you think Netanyahu wants? I mean, they bombed Syria today. The Gaza thing's insane. They seem to be hinting that they're not done with Iran. I've heard from people, and there's articles out. I mean, this is not a secret that they don't. I don't think they feel like enough damage was done. They want to do more. What do you think ultimately in Trump's 4 years they would like to see? Netanyahu would like to see, like, what would be their goal here? Would it be to reconfigure Gaza in the image of what they would want? I imagine that's on the table. Is it another attack on Iran? What do you think it is?
Well, this I'm an expert on. So how much time do I have?
Any, as much as you want.
Oh, jeez. All right, Benjamin Netanyahu has been in power off and on for 25 years. And previously, he represented the most right-wing, aggressive Israelis. And when Yitzhak Rabin got in their way, it's on record, the group associated with him killed him. And now they've gotten Israel so radical, we can call it right-wing, that's what the media calls it, just let's just say Israeli supremacist.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to compare it to Hitler, but the closest thing you're going to get is like racial supremacy. Yeah. You know, we're
it's
taking
ironic.
Over.
Yeah, it's ironic for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We're the master. Right. Well, look, they're going to drive a group out of their homes into the desert. That's what Pharaoh did to the Jews 3,000 years ago. I mean, right. It's like the pogroms, you know, that was wrong to the Jews. It's wrong here. Right. I'm not saying the Muslims are little angel cakes are perfect either. Believe me.
They're not little angel cakes, but I get it.
Yeah. The optics are not good.
Right.
And so a lot of the Israeli leadership was like, even Michael Savage is an American citizen, great guy, pro-Israel, but he came on my show 2 weeks ago and said Netanyahu needs to go.
Right.
According to all his sources, I mean, they've taken Israel from being one of the most popular countries in the world to the most, did you know Israel in international polls is the most unpopular country in the world?
Yeah, they've had a rough couple of years in terms of their...
So you ask what's going on with Netanyahu. Until 3 years ago, on record, you pull up articles, was the main funder of Hamas.
Right.
Israel set up Hamas and funded their creation to discredit the PLO. So if you got one group you don't like, put a new, more radical group in that challenges them, and then people forget about it later and you blow them up next month. Like I said 8 months ago when NATO, Turkey and Israel, on record, overthrew Assad after 18 years of trying, or 17 years, that I said, I bet in 6 months they're trying to overthrow the new al-Qaeda leader. Well, Israel's now bombing, trying to take him out,
right. Which
is a one-dimensional thing. Sounds good. I don't like the leader of al-Qaeda and ethnically cleansing non-radical Muslims and Christians and Druze and others, but Israel literally ran field hospitals for al-Qaeda and bombed for them and put them in as a destabilizing force. Just like Netanyahu's predecessors, Likudniks, when they were in power, created Hamas. So then you have October 7th and this stand down, this little armed camp, incredible Israeli intelligence, one of the best militaries on earth. That's not hype. 7.5 hours, nobody responds to Hamas breaking across the fence and grabbing all these Jews.
Right.
My God, you fart in Israel, they'll shoot a missile up your ass. So, and Netanyahu admitted there was a stand down. The army blamed him. He blamed them. That was, a couple years ago. And he said, when the war's over, we'll investigate. Well, for Netanyahu, in power 25 years, serious heart problems, indicted, he stays in power by having crises. Right. And so it really comes down to him and his party, and they can't have elections for 5 months under emergency declaration. They can't even have elections because of this emergency. So he stands to gain. The weapons makers stand to gain with billions a week in weapons being spent. Iran's no angel cake. I'm not defending them, but if you go back to Wesley Clark 20-something years ago, he goes to the Pentagon, which is declassified now, and they go, the next 5 years, we're going to take out seven countries, Iran's the last. Well, they got Syria 8 months ago. The last one is Iran. And it's not just about getting that Gaza Strip.
Right.
Under international law, Israel gets 12 miles out, and they've got one of the biggest gas fields undrilled because of the conflict. I mean, it's more rich than, off the coast of Texas or Louisiana. And so there's trillions of dollars, and they've already built a pipeline up through there that goes up to Turkey. So Turkey is involved. Erdogan acts like he doesn't like Netanyahu. Those guys are they're Siamese twins. They're joined at the hip. And so it's all, and the U.S. is involved, wants to act like it's not because it wants to stop the Belt and Road out of China and all the way through into Russia and Europe. They want this other pipeline they're building up into Europe out of there, and there's gas all the way up from Israel, Lebanon, Syria, all the way. And so Israel wants to build the main industrial shipping hub for shipping liquid natural gas and the pipeline up to Europe. It's got probably more gas than frickin' Alaska. I mean, it's got more gas than Kuwait, more gas than areas there where Russia intersects with Ukraine. This is one of the richest gas fields in the world. Trillions and trillions of pure liquid natural gas and oil. It's near surface, by the way. It's not deep. And so it is a gold mine. So you hear Jared Kushner, oh, I'm going to build condos here. And, these weird AI videos with Trump. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. And Saudi Arabia wants to come in and offers to pay to make it all nice and, give all the Palestinians jobs. That's all a cover. The hotels and the swimming pools and casinos are nothing. It's that hub, because the southern hub, you can say, well, there's natural gas all the way from right there in the Mediterranean up to Syria, but you got to have the hub at the start of it for the pipeline to come up out of Israel.
Right.
And so this is not even debated. So we're talking, they're saying like $7 trillion in current numbers just off the coast of Gaza. You add it all up, it's over $20 trillion. You can leverage that. Then you have the military control. Israel has never actually, other than by Tel Aviv, they've never had a proper port. And so this is about strategic alliances and control and blocking China. So I don't want to just blame Israel and all the Israel.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's all about the U.S. acts like Trump. Oh, please do a deal with Gaza. Bomb, 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 bomb the next week. 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Does it again. Oh, please don't hit Gaza, blah, blah, blah. No, the U.S. and its interests are absolutely aligned with Israel.
Well, no, so in that sense, I think you're right. What is the end game in the Ukraine? We are still cutting big checks. We're still spending a lot of money. It seems like we're trying to get that country nuked. Hopefully there'll be a deal in place. The vice president said he thought that was a very big possibility, but it seems like the policy of America is to push Putin into a corner until he uses some type of tactical nuclear weapon. I can't see any other end game here.
Well, as usual, your analysis just, yourself is accurate. The head of France's finance, the head of their military, the head of Sweden, Germany, the UK have all said the last 2 years, you look this up, they said, our business plan is a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia that will bankrupt Russia. We'll finally break Russia up in five parts. Well, that didn't work. Russia's outperforming weapons production, conventional munitions, artillery shells 3-1, drones 3-1. So that's not working. And so the EU's collapsed financially. It wants this. And you've got just like Vietnam turned out with McNamara, he later admitted this before he died in the documentary, always just a big war game and to make money. They wanted a place where they could have won very quickly bombing the North. They could have won, you know, destroying it, but they never did that because it was just a way to pump. I mean, LBJ made like back then, maybe like $20 billion, like $3 billion himself.
Right.
Just off dredging out the ocean and, you know, putting in ports. So it's all a giant war game. And you've had for 15 years, the U.S. and Soros overthrowing governments, Ukraine, stirring it up, poking the Russians.
Yep.
And then they don't care as long as they can keep it going. They've laundered $300 billion in just the last few years. And it's all a big weapons laboratory. And so to them, they don't care. And it's, now they're talking about 30% of the EU budget now going to Ukraine.
Psychotic.
For the next. So a war is a big black hole that you can launder money through. And at the end of the day, Putin's more popular than ever that he's in a war. Like, it's not like the Iranians and Netanyahu go wink, wink.
Right.
The mullahs are super unpopular. Now they're popular. You know, Putin was already popular. He's even more popular.
Right.
And it's not like they go wink, wink. But war is the health of the state. You know, if you go back to the movie on Henry VIII called The King, which is a true story, he finds out at the end that his ministers have a rebellion in England with the Scots and the Irish and the Welsh, which is all a true story. These letters are public now. They've been public for hundreds of years. And his French cousin, they're really all just Norman from William the Conqueror. They're not even French or British. They're all really Vikings that conquered France and England. And they don't tell the new young king because his other brother, you know, died. So they had to have him when his dad died. This is a true story. And so he goes and has to have a war with France. And all his buddies die. He wins. And his minister comes to the end and says, "You did a really good job. We staged all this." That's why he meets with the king of France, even though he killed his son. He goes, "Great job. You're really a real leader." And then he meets with the head minister, and the exchequer head goes, "We staged all this for you, sir. Now you've put down all the rebellions. You are now the true king of England." And he kills him, which is a true story. He pulls a dagger out because his best friend died and stabs him to death, learning this whole thing was staged. Real people died. It was a real war, but it was totally staged to put down rebellions in France and in England. And now that's how the real world works.
Psychotic, unfortunate. I hope the Trump administration comes clean. It's the only way forward. People in this country need, you cannot have the abuse of children go unchecked. You cannot let foreign governments have leverage over our government and influence that, makes us, completely ignore all of our principles. Not to say that we are passive or that we are little angel cakes, as you would say. We're certainly not, but everybody, we need to get all the information out, and I appreciate you. I think you're doing an amazing job, and I love that you still come on my show, and I really appreciate you, and a lot of people do.
I've been begging to come on your show. I wish you'd come to Austin, but let me just add this final point.
Yes.
These Machiavellians think because they think in all this twisted 10D chess that they're smart. No, it's sick. You said it earlier. You know, this big economist, Martin Armstrong, says we're very close to nuclear war. RAND Corporation does. We understand conquest. We understand duplicitous. But with nuclear weapons and with biological weapons and with 9 billion people, we have to stop the conquest economy. We've got to have real peace.
Yeah.
And we keep hearing about all this peace, but it's got to stop because it could get out of control. You ask, will there be nuclear war? Yes, on the threat escalation ladder, it goes from 1 to like 44 in the RAND Corporation. Everybody uses the same model.
Right.
We're at like 35 now.
Right.
A few more. Remember 2 years ago, Biden said we can't give F-16s and Abrams tanks. That's World War III because it goes up the escalation ladder. We're now to Trump met with Zelensky 2 weeks ago and said, maybe we'll bomb Moscow so they'll stop. You see, it just goes and goes and
it
goes.
It keeps going. And the elites would rather destroy the world than sacrifice their positions of power.
Exactly. They've got their bunkers, like Dr. Strangelove, based on a true story when Curtis LeMay, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ellen Lemister, come to, the movie came out in 64, made in 63, it's all declassified, and I know Vivian Kubrick and all the inside stuff, but it's just films made on it. This is the final thing. Curtis LeMay, the deputy head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ellen Lemister, look this up, folks, they come in the last year of the Eisenhower administration, supreme allied commander, super hardcore, you know, was mad at the Germans and said, well, there's only food for other people. We'll starve 2 million to death. Wasn't like he was a pussy at the end of the war. They come to him and they say, sir, we're going to bomb our own military bases and shoot down our own planes, and we're going to blame the Russians and say the Cubans did it. And we've got a plan to sneak attack Russia, and we think we'll only lose 20 million Americans in their nuclear response, but if we wait a few years under mutually assured destruction, they'll be able to take us out. And he fired them.
Yeah.
And then they tried to come back, and Kennedy fired them. That's Operation Northwoods. The movie Dr. Strangelove was leaked, basically, to Kubrick, and he made the film to show what happened. They were literally in meetings talking about mine shafts and how we could get gross domestic product up, even in the worst-case scenario, they knocked out most of the population. And they came to Eisenhower, and then they tried again. Guess who the adjunct of L.L. Emitzer was?
Who?
He was like 27. Donald Rumsfeld.
Wow.
So when you see 9/11 and the Project American Century, it's the same people. And then Dick Cheney, he brought in. So
right.
This is literally the ghost of L.L. Emitzer and the ghost of Curtis LeMay. The movie Dr. Strangelove is a documentary of what almost happened. The Cuban Missile Crisis, declassified. The U.S. put Nike missiles on the border of Russia in several places, including Turkey. Medium-range nukes. Russia put nukes there. I'm not a Russian. I've never been to Russia. The point is that we're all told in school books, oh, the Russians put medium-range nukes in Cuba because they're... No, Khrushchev was on TV saying, get your missiles out. But our media was so controlled, nobody knew we put missiles on their border. So it's the same story. It's not the average American's bad. It's not that Eisenhower's bad or Kennedy was bad. We have these crazy, power-mad generals. And now what have we done? We put missiles on Russia's border. That's what Russia said a year ago. They said, you've already are hitting us every day with medium-range hypersonic missiles. We can't stop. If you hit us two or three a day, we won't respond. But if we see a large aeronautic attack of hundreds or thousands of missiles, we have to believe it's a nuclear sneak attack, because that's how they can shoot. These things go Mach 5, Mach 10. They can take out all the Russian bases. Most of Russia's weapons are in the West. Most of the Russians live in the West. They say, if you shoot a bunch of these, we got to go ahead and nuke you, because we've got to believe it's a nuclear sneak attack. That's why we're so close. You ask, are we close to nuclear war? The atomic energy, you know, scientist group out of Chicago, the most respected, that looks at, has said we are the closest to nuclear war. Remember, you heard 2 minutes to midnight? It used to be 2 minutes to midnight. We're something like 20 seconds to nuclear war now.
Yeah.
So with the Cuban Missile Crisis, that's 2 minutes to midnight means total nuclear war. The last time I checked, we're 20 seconds from midnight. That's your answer. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show. And I love you, Tim Dillon.
Love you, Alex Jones. Thank you so much. Alex Jones, everyone. Thank you.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices. CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people who destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone else.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swalwell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swalwell.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. Hey, the deplatforming didn't work.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power and talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week, but he was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him Methylene Blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried Methylene Blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what Methylene Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation, like enhanced a little bit?
Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, I could not think of a better time to have the incredible Congresswoman from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, joining us. There is so much to talk about in the limited 20 minutes or so we have with her. Obviously, the firestorm over the Epstein 180. Now we're being told a special counsel is going to be appointed. That's from my Justice Department sources. It's also in the news. Trump saying he wants to, you know, set things right. Obviously, she's introduced legislation on the weather war weapons and what's going on with DARPA and secretive projects there with weather modification, geoengineering, and so much more. Representative MTG, at Rep MTG, I want to thank her so much for joining us at this historic moment. Congresswoman, great to see your shining face as usual. You look amazing. Where do you want to start first?
Boy, there's a lot to talk about, Alex. The first thing I'd like to talk about is how Americans overwhelmingly voted in November for President Trump. And one of the reasons why they support President Trump is no more foreign wars and United States not being involved in Ukraine, in Middle East. And this was something that was cheered for at rallies. And I know that because I went to more rallies than any member of Congress. And in my speeches, talked about no more funding, no more weapons to Ukraine. And they cheered and cheered and cheered. I think this is a departure from what we voted for to see the president announce that he wants to sell American military weapons to NATO and then NATO give these weapons to Ukraine. And there's some important things to talk about there, Alex. Number one, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So there is no reason for NATO to be defending Ukraine. Number two, we are one of the largest funders of NATO. And so if NATO is purchasing military weapons from the United States, the American people are paying for it because we are the largest funder of NATO. And, you know, we have so many problems, Alex. My kids are 22, 25, and 27. And the biggest issues plaguing 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and even 40-year-olds is the fact that housing is unaffordable, rent is unaffordable, insurance is unaffordable, bills are unaffordable. We have a drug crisis and homeless crisis in America, and we have a mental health crisis. And you know, the young people today are looking towards a future that seems hopeless. And if we're moving towards World War III by escalating the war in Ukraine, by providing them offensive, not only defensive, but offensive weapons, I think this is the wrong direction for President Trump. I think it's the wrong direction for America. And the American people showed their support for no more U.S. involvement by their cheers and boos in the rallies. And never forget the rally in South Carolina, Pickens, South Carolina, where Lindsey Graham was literally booed off the rally stage in his own hometown because he has been the leader in the Senate and here in Washington, D.C., dragging America into involvement in Ukraine. And I can't express that loud enough. And so I think this is a major issue to pay attention to, Alex. It's not wrong to say, ask President Trump not to get America involved in this. It's absolutely the right thing to do because he has neocons in his ear daily, day in and day out here in Washington, D.C., urging him to get involved. He's got the European leaders lighting up his phone, urging him to get involved. But, you know, it's unfair that everyday Americans don't get to call the president and ask him not to get involved in this war. And so this is why I'm talking about it. And I myself am urging President Trump directly not to get America involved in this war. And I don't think this will de-escalate. I fully believe that Putin will not back down. Russia is a nuclear armed nation.
Hold on, Congresswoman. We've got a one minute break. Start. This is so important. I hate to cut you off. We got a hard break. We'll back in 60 seconds. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is our guest here, and you see the headlines everywhere. Marjorie Taylor Greene goes to war with Trump over broken promises. I don't call it going to war. We are his constituents. There's a tug of war with the neocons and globalists trying to get us into these wars, trying to cover up the Epstein, trying to increase spending. They want to act like it's traitorous for constituents to put pressure on members of Congress. That's what we're supposed to do. We love Trump overall. Congresswoman, you were just in the last segment basically going there, but talking about this incredibly dangerous escalation of Trump talking to Zelensky and openly saying, we may give heavy weapons to them very soon. Trump's given a 50-day deadline to start bombing Moscow itself with U.S.-directed weapons. The Russians say that will lead to nuclear Armageddon. I agree. Putin won't back down. This is madness. Who is in his ear? Tell us what's happening, and what can we do?
Well, and I agree with you, Alex. It's not disloyal to the president to urge him on what America truly cares about. That's not disloyalty. That's the right thing to do. And you're so right. This will not de-escalate. It's going to escalate. And I think everyone just needs to realize that you voted for President Trump. You voted for Republicans to have the majority. And you're the people, you're the power, and your voice matters. So please speak up, and this is a very important time to do so. And there's other issues, Alex, that I think are incredibly important. There's a vote happening this week in the House on a bill that the American people hardly know anything about called the Genius Act. And the Genius Act has already passed the Senate. President Trump is urging us in the House to pass this bill. He's posted it on Truth Social. Leadership is urging us to pass this bill. But I just want to give you a brief description in the bill. It sets up a federal framework to regulate stablecoin. And, you know, it's definitely pro-digital currencies. However, here's one problem with the Genius Act. It does not ban a central bank digital currency, and it actually sets up the federal framework to allow a backdoor to a central bank digital currency, which I'm largely against, and I believe probably everyone watching your show is largely against. And President Trump, I just want you to know, on January 23rd, and I'm sure your staff will find this for you, signed an executive order, and a very important executive order, setting up digital financial technology. And there's two things that are in his executive order that are not in the Genius Act. One of them is giving people the ability to maintain self-custody of digital assets. That's incredibly important to people that own cryptocurrency, stable coins. And then the second thing that is not in the Genius Act, but is in his executive order, is a complete prohibition, a ban on central bank digital currency in the United States and abroad. And so here's the problem with the Genius Act. They didn't give us a chance to introduce amendments. The House leadership did not allow us to do that. And there's some of us that very much wanted to introduce an amendment to ban a ban on central bank digital currency. And we weren't allowed to amend this bill. And today they're having the rule vote at 1:30 on the Genius Act, and it's paired with the Department of Defense appropriations bill. And I'm afraid that's going to pass. And then we're supposed to vote on the Genius Act this week, I think on Thursday. And it will probably pass even with the help of Democrats. And I just look, I think we always have to watch our government, and we always have to watch legislation, because there's things that creep in legislation that shouldn't be there, no matter who is in charge, no matter if the people you voted for are in charge. And a good example of that recently happening was the AI moratorium for 10 years on state rights to make laws and regulate AI. And that should have never been in the big, beautiful
and
bill.
And I love how you particularly got called a traitor a few weeks, a month ago, for demanding that be taken out, basically an AI dictatorship above the law. And then finally, it got voted down 99 senators to one. So you, again, over and over again is this narrative. It's not even about defending you. It's that anytime someone stays loyal to America, loyal to freedom, warns Trump, which we're supposed to do, then we get stuff pulled, and the deep state runs articles that we're not loyal when they're the open globalist enemies. And I see a lot of this even from the influencers. Don't ever ask questions. Just whatever special interests say, it's supposedly Trump. No, Trump needs us to raise the alarm.
That's right, Alex. They do. They run articles against us. They have paid influencers that post against us and accuse us of being disloyal when actually we're the most loyal. And then there's even paid bots that jump on our accounts and jump in our comments and tell lies about us. Alex, I would say you, myself, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, and others, we're actually the most loyal in MAGA. Because we continue to urge the president and we continue to urge him to stay with America first and the MAGA principles that he founded. And that's the right thing to do. And I would encourage people, look, you got to stay focused on the agenda. Don't let lobbyists or industries here in Washington, D.C. or the deep state really take over our legislation and take us away from the agenda. And the neocons here's what I think's happened, Alex. I think the neocons and the establishment Republicans are the ones wearing the MAGA hats in Washington, D.C. right now, and it makes me sick. And they are hijacking our movement. They're hijacking the party. And it's unreal that it's happening. But in November, it was about MAGA finally defeating the establishment Republicans and the neocons. But they are coming roaring back. And so I am committed to my district representing them and their ability to have a future in America and their businesses to be successful, their children to have a safe, prosperous, secure future. And I'm unapologetic in voting for those things.
Well, God bless you. I know you got to leave soon. You're very, very busy, Congressman. We got to hit two big issues. You came out last Monday like I did, and I said this is going to be a Streisand disaster. We know Trump's not in the Epstein files with anything real or any problem. Whoever's given this advice, and we now know who in the White House, is really walked him into a trap, which I believe is on purpose. This is the stupidest thing ever. So this, I don't believe anybody with over above a 70 IQ would do this. Now, Laura Trump comes out and says, don't worry, they're about to actually reinvestigate. I've been told it's in the news that they are looking at a special counsel. Can you briefly speak to that? And then also your geoengineering legislation to ban that with these unprecedented NOAA-level floods around the country.
Yes. Real quick, I'll try to move on those. I fully support a special counsel. I support having all the information released. We should be the party of transparency, not the party that covers up the people that surrounded the most well-known pedophile in our modern-day history. That disgusts me, and I really want to see Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino lead the effort in exposing those people, the powerful, rich elites that always get away with everything when we see ordinary Americans constantly feel the hammer of justice come down on them. So I'm like you. I fully support a continued effort to release those names and those people. That's the right thing to do. Secondly, I do want to talk about the weather modification and geoengineering bill that I'm introducing. It's called the Clear Skies Act. This is a bill that's going to ban weather modification and geoengineering, and it has incredible support from Americans all over the country. Alex, here's the reality. They can say that they're doing cloud seeding and it has no effect, no ill effect or no bad effect, but they cannot prove it. That nowhere can they prove that, because man does not control the weather. God does. And cloud seeding, weather modification, all types of geoengineering, when it's done, it is not done in a controlled laboratory. It's not done in a controlled building just for their customers, whether it's governments or farmers or ski lodges or whoever is hiring them. That is not done in a controlled environment for their paying customers. It's done wide open in all of our skies, and the outcome and the results affect everyone, whether you paid for it, whether you support it, or whether you are extremely against it. And so this is a powerful bill, and we need to rein this in. And Alex, I know you've talked about it for a very long time, and it's been called a conspiracy theory. I was attacked a couple of years ago when I started talking about it. Called crazy and conspiracy theorists. Well, now Americans are finding out this is very real. It's been happening for a very long time, and it has very consequential and even deadly results, unfortunately and tragically, on people and property.
Absolutely. Congresswoman, I know you got to go, and we've been very gracious with the time, but I just want to say this. I can see a big issue, know the facts, have my view, and then I literally go look on your X account, and it's word for word what I haven't even said yet on air. It's like we're simpatico because we've got a big knowledge base. We're researching, and we're not just looking at it minute to minute, two dimensionally. We're looking at it 3/4 dimensionally. And I got to say, you are hands down the best congressperson we've got. I hope you become president someday, and you're just amazing. 60-second question. I'll let you go.
Okay.
Do you have any inside baseball? I've got some. Maybe I can tell you off air about who told Trump that we should just move on from this and, you know, direct people to shut down this investigation. Obvious giant fiasco. It looks good that he's starting to back out of that and understands nothing to hide, bring it out. Do we have any idea why the hell this giant Epstein fiasco started?
Well, I can only speculate publicly, but I can talk to you offline about it, and I would like to do that. But I think that we know that it's not just the American government that is involved or was involved with Jeffrey Epstein. I believe it's foreign countries' governments. Some people have said Israel. It may be Israel. It could be the UK. We don't actually know. I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence, so I can't give a concrete explanation based on the evidence. However, those are the speculations. And guess what? It's not wrong to speculate that. And it's not wrong to say that. And I really encourage everyone that continues to ask questions. You know, this has been the first fracture in MAGA, and we don't want this to happen anymore.
Congresswoman, let's talk soon. You let me know the time. I'd love to brief you, because we've got actually some documents on that. And it's very astute what you said. It's MI6 Mossad the Brits are on record kind of creating the pedophile control system the last 70 years. Mossad has picked up heavily on it. We know the former Israeli prime minister, you know, got caught at Epstein's lair a lot in New York, but it's actually a joint group, and you're absolutely right that that's the pressure that is becoming to bear with the CIA saying, hey, this is intelligence, a joint operation. The CIA was involved as a junior partner. That's just the facts. And you got Robert Maxwell, and it was the head guy running this for MI6 Mossad on record. Then you have his daughter running the franchise. Basically, Epstein was under her. And that's why this is overall being suppressed. And it's the agencies trying to defend themselves. So I'd love to brief you on that. Thank you so much for all you're doing. And I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. An amazingly powerful, important interview. And again, she got viciously attacked last Monday. They're saying this is a terrible idea. We know there's all these Epstein files, not just a client list. We know there's 14 terabytes of videos. We know Bondi said it's Epstein raping kids, and now, oh, it's porn. And no, it's not him. Trump does want to move on. He's got all these other big issues, like trying to stop nuclear war. But at the end of the day, this is about bringing down the deep state, not taking it over, not defending it.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves. Until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Just tell me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.